Hello and a very happy Tuesday to you, unless, of course, you are not listening to this on Tuesday, in which case, happy whatever day it is to you. Look, it's the fourth Tuesday of the month, which, as always, means that we are uploading an episode of Deconstructed to our Patreon feed. If you would like to hear all about our feelings on the existential horror Disney Channel original movie that is Smart House, you can do that right now at patreon.com/debatethiscast. However, today on the DT main feed, I have a little treat for you. About a month ago, episode 140, Ragebait 64, featuring John Warren, came out. And as we always do, we invited John to stick around for our post show, and we had a really great conversation about the Glider, the brand new foot-based controller that John has co-founded with the rest of his team. We had a really great conversation, and I wanted to make sure that conversation was heard by as many people as possible. So today, as a DLC episode, we are releasing a little bit, just a taste of our post-show from episode 140 with John Warren. We will be back next week with a regular episode. It is a guest episode, and I don't want to spoil what the episode is about. However, if you stick around until the very end of this episode, I'll put a little hint, a little Easter egg for you there in the back half. All right, that's enough from me. We will see you next week. Over to the post show.
Post show.
You just gotta feel it in your heart.
Yeah.
Guys, I didn't know what you were gonna chant. So because you didn't say that.
We didn't say that.
So I was like, you were like, you can participate. I'm like, I'm gonna wait till I hear what you're chanting first, and then
I do want to say feet.legal is an available domain.
Thank you.
Should someone want to buy that for $70 a year?
Feet.legal.
$70 at feet.legal? $70?
Yeah, feet.legal. We do need a nice snappy URL to link to our Redbubble.
Feet legal. We have that now. Merchthis.net is live, Kyle.
Merchthis.legal.
Feetlegal.org is available for $12 a year.
Hey, I want to go a different direction real quick and talk about the glider controller a little bit, John.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I think this is really rad. And I'm very curious as to what took you down the path of foot controller.
God.
Specifically with that wording.
Yeah.
Yeah. What took me down? I think
come on down to feetlegal.com.
We're doing chug jugs at feetlegal.com.
I've been in the games industry for 13 years. I spent my first 5-6 years making games or consulting on games projects, and then I spent the next like 5 doing media stuff on the Fanbyte side and not being able to operate a camera. One of my co-founders, he'd known me. We both lived in the same area outside of Dallas for a long time. And, you know, he knew me from, I think, my dad or something. And he had made this controller. He entered it into a contest for VR locomotion, which was like some local tech thing was like, VR locomotion is not a solved issue. Because this was definitely at the advent of like, not the advent, but kind of in the middle of consumer VR trying to get into the homes, like really hard, like 5 years ago. And they, I guess, thought it wasn't a solved issue. And I agree, in a lot of ways. And so we entered this thing, it won, but he has no games experience, like none. And he had asked me what I thought of it. I also was like, Rick, this probably exists. Like, I don't know. I haven't really like looked at it, but like, you know, I'm on the game development side and then now the media side. So I'm not really on the hardware side, blah, blah, blah. Lost that Fanbyte job, was out of work for a couple months. And he sent me a message. Was like, hey, I saw you were out of work. was like, yeah. And he brought this up again, and he had been like iterating on it. So he had built a version that you stand on, like a Wii balance board. He yeah. built a version that was basically two analog sticks that you do with your feet. And, like, none of the stuff kind of worked well until it got to this kind of what you see now, which is this bipedal multi-directional thing. And he was like, help me figure out what to do with it. And so we, I started working with him, and I started using a prototype. And Apex Legends was the game that I was like, oh, like it clicked with me hard.
Yeah.
Because with, I get really fatigued when I do WASD controls with first person shooters.
Dude, same.
And with controller, you're actually, you know, I still feel like I'm not very mobile while I'm playing Apex Legends. And actually the same for Overwatch when I play with controller.
Yeah.
But when I started mapping crouching and sprinting and a couple other small actions to my feet, I was like way better at it actually, and really mobile and really agile. And so started just building out different profiles for a bunch of different games. And so that's kind of how we got rolling, did this Kickstarter. We got a manufacturing partner that we're really happy with. And, I don't know. It's just a wild thing. I did not have this on my bingo card, you know, 2 years ago. But it's one of those things I'm very proud of that we've done so far.
You know, that's so interesting that you said that, because like I think for me this initially read as an accessibility tool.
Yeah,
and when you said it clicks for me, you're like, oh, and it helps with hand strain. And I was like, oh shit. Cause like, I'm looking here, I put it on camera for this. I have here in my camera, here is my one glove, my gauntlet for, and then I have two other, constriction gloves, that I wear, different things because I play a lot of Final Fantasy 14, the MMO. That shouldn't surprise anybody who just heard me talk for the last 2 hours. And it's just doing the hotkeys, like that repetitive motion.
Yep.
It has been killing my hands. I mean, I take something for arthritis every day. This is awesome. Like, this is really cool.
Yeah. So like, and MMOs is just like one of those things where it's like, yeah, so you can map up to 16 things on your feet. And so when you have an MMO, especially FF14, Guild Wars, like, you can take a lot of that burden off of you. One of my favorite things, which is just like so funny to me, talking to people at different events and stuff, is, you know, they'll go, I've got to tell my friend with a disability about this. And I'm like, great. Yeah, please do that. And then they'll be playing with it and they'll use it and then they'll say, oh, yeah, when I injured my hand when I was a kid and I can't really like play games as well as I used to. And I'm like, you're also disabled. I know it's like, disability is such a monolith, and I get why is not a monolith. And I get why people are slow to self-identify because they don't feel like they fit in this, but it's like, we're all getting older. We all have like things that we struggle with. Khalif Adams from Spot On Me and I were having a conversation, and he was just like joking about not being able to open jars anymore. And I'm just like, like this is a reality. So people are really slow to self-identify as kind of needing something to relieve that. And it's like, I get it, but also lean into it. Like, this is kind of a thing where we want to put the tools into the market that allow you to keep doing this without having to make a lot of compromises. So
it's really cool.
Thanks. Yeah.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, it's really rad.
I'm watching the Kickstarter video right now. It is super rad.
Thank you. Yeah. I did. The woman you see wearing a VR headset and doing pratfalls later in the video, that's my wife. So thank you, Ann, for doing all the comedic work in that video. So, it's a cool device. Kickstarter did super well, showed us that there's like real traction here for something like this. And, I don't know. We're just super psyched to be playing in the space. Like, we feel like we're going to get up against like really big players, but, we have to try.
Yeah.
Really cool.
It's really awesome. We do every Christmas an episode about like peripheral controllers.
Yeah.
And sort of our bit is to find like history's most begotten terrible inventions. But every year I come across some new like, here's a mouse with 85 buttons so you don't have to move your wrist. Or like, here is an ergonomically built controller for this old console that nobody knew existed. And I feel like, especially in 2024, there are so few of those comfort add-ons, you know, whether it's an accessibility play or not. Like, I play a shitload of Overwatch, but I play exclusively on console. And we, our group, kind of picked up Helldivers 2 over the last week. And I can't, for the life of me, play that game because I can't WASD myself
out of a paper
bag.
You can't do the DDR controls.
Right.
You know, but like, dude, if I could like put my stratagem menu on my left heel so that I didn't have to look where tab was every 10 seconds, it would change everything.
I mean, it's one of those things where like, we, you know, it's like my Xbox Elite controller I have somewhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, they were so smart to put the paddles on the back and do all that stuff. It's really smart. But at the same time, like, we were joking, you know, about Elden Ring being really complicated, Red Dead being really complicated.
Yeah.
Armored Core 6 being fundamentally complicated, I think, for a gamepad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even when you're putting these extra buttons on controllers and mice and stuff, it's like, I still feel like I misclick constantly when I've got that many things to do.
Yeah.
So when I've got stuff to my feet, it's like, it feels more deliberate, but it also feels like, okay, I know in my head some of those things, those misclicks, just like go away because I know I'm not going to my hands for those things. So it's like, it's a neat thing that like, you know, I think a lot of people right now don't really realize that they could really use, but I think when they see it or they play with it or we talk about it, people start to get the idea. So yeah, it's just, it's wild. And like all the weird uses for it too. Like people are like, oh, can I use this to like do a live DJ set on my PC on Twitch? Like, but use my feet to like switch scenes and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, sure.
I don't see why not.
Like,
yeah,
like
sure.
There's no real limit to it. So it's like, it's pretty cool.
That's the part of the page when I was looking over the page for it that got me was I hit the, you know, has uses outside games too. Right. And like the first one listed is like scrub through video.
Yep.
I do audio mixing. I work from home for my day job and just like immediately thinking like, man, all the little like hotkeys that I don't use enough, but like would love to just have mapped to like my feet to give my feet something to do during the day. Like awesome. That'd be great.
I do like brush size adjustments.
Photoshop.
Scrub video so I can use my hands to like mark stuff up while I'm editing. It's nuts. And like even like Spotify, I have like a Spotify setting where it's just like, oh, I can skip this song with my feet, you know.
That's cool.
Amazing.
Yeah, so
rad.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
I don't want to diminish the utility, but I can't stop thinking about playing Time Crisis with this either.
Oh, totally. No. Like 100%. Like, you know, it's like Rick, my co-founder, kind of bristles whenever someone's like, I could play Tony Hawk with this. And he's always like, no, it's more than that. But at the same time, I'm always just like, yeah, but it's awesome. Like, and also Time Crisis is so great with that, you know? So no, it's cool. You have, you know, that the meme of like, I want to play Time Crisis. We have Time Crisis at home. and it's this setup. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's man. Sweet. That's really awesome. That's very,
Thanks.
Very cool.
Appreciate it.
Just super excited to see it. And once things go to launch, feetlegal.com, the best URL that we've heard on this podcast.
The best URL that's ever existed ever.
Feetlegal.com. Yeah. Can I ask just my last question? Because I'm curious. What is it like, price point wise versus other controllers of similar type?
Yeah, so retail it'll be $299, which is really on the scale of like there's like a Logitech steering wheel pedal setup, and then there's like a flight rudder setup. Those are all there. You won't have to pay $299 if you, I'm gonna say a bold thing, and I think it's true. You won't have to pay $299 this year. I think like we it was already on sale during the Kickstarter. I think when we do our pre-orders, it'll also be less than that. So this year would be probably your best option to get it for less than that price point. But once it goes quote unquote on shelves sometime next year, $299 will be the retail price for that. So
right cool. on. Yeah, yeah, that seems incredibly reasonable for like
I mean, yeah, we'll see, you know.
we'll see. It's pretty.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah. It looks really nice.
It does.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, I don't know what I had in my head of like foot controller before I went to that page, and I was like, ooh. Yes.
Oh yeah, no, there's some ugly stuff out there.
Some ugly. Yeah. Oh, you're telling us we've seen the uggos of controllers.
Yeah,
we sure have.
We wanted to be a little bit different and have something a little sleek and stuff.
For every glider,
it probably doesn't smell either.
Well, for every
there
glider, there is
non-zero
a
amount of peripherals that smell like real bad.
That's true. There,
it's true.
For every glider, there's 1,000 wee bowling balls. So yeah.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, I forgot about that.
The glider could again live in an office in a professional.
Oh, 100%.
Like it's very, very pretty looking.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Andrew, imagine if you could navigate Microsoft Excel with your feet.
I'm already there. Like I'm already
it's over.
Say less.
Incredible. Say less.
Awesome, man. Well, let's wrap up the post show the way we always wrap up the post show. John, of course, this is new for you, but for the rest of us,